This podcast is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, previously known as UlugaRadio.org. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. Today on our leadership broadcast, I would like for us to talk about leadership and walking with God. You know, in Genesis chapter 5 and verse number 24, we are impressed with Enoch's leadership by the fact that the simple scripture that defines his life is that Enoch walked with God. Because of that, there was a divine result in his life that he was not, for God took him. There was a blessing associated with the walk that he had with God. But you know, what does it mean for anyone, but especially a leader, to walk with God? Well, we must survey what the Bible says concerning the concept of walk. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7, the Bible says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And so we do not walk by our five senses. We do not walk by empirical knowledge. We walk by evidential knowledge, by the faith of Jesus Christ. The research that is done by a leader in the Lord's church and every single member that follows in that pattern of researching what the Bible has to say. So we walk by faith. In Luke chapter 1 and verse number 6, we are introduced to the concept that we walk in the commandments of God. The Bible says concerning the parents of John the Baptizer that they were both righteous before God, walking in all of the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And so here is what it means to walk with God. It means to walk in all of His commandments and all of His ordinances, and it means to do so blamelessly. Notice it did not say sinlessly, but blamelessly. In other words, when they were in an area of sin, they simply redirected their lives to be able to walk with God. Whenever you find that God is not walking in your direction, it's not God that has left, but it is you. And you need to adjust your course to fit His course. Now, in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, we find that this is a new direction for us in this walk. Know ye not that so many of us, as we're baptized into Christ Jesus, we're baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. You know, the only way that a man can change his status, the only way that a man can change his state is by baptism. And baptism affords us the ability. It affords us the right to walk in newness of life, just like our Lord had to die. Just like He was buried before He could be raised again to walk in that newness of life, then you and I must do the same. But this walk, it's not the old walk that we used to be engaged in. We don't do things in leadership the way that we used to do things in leadership. Now we have a new agenda, and that agenda is the way Jesus Christ walked. And so we might look at Matthew chapter 20. And in Matthew chapter 20, in verse number 20, the Bible records for us that Jesus gives us the concept. Well, let's look down at verse number 26. He says, But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Now notice this. Here's the qualifier: for even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for the many. So we do this just like Jesus did. And so our walk is in newness of life when it follows Him. In fact, the Bible tells us and describes for us what that newness of walk is. Really is. In Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, we walk after the Spirit, but not just after the Spirit. Notice verse number 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. You see, there is no condemnation because I am walking after the law of the Spirit. And so there is this newness of life because I am walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19 through 23 describes for us that dichotomy between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. Paul writes to the church there and he says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But notice the contrast, the fruit of the Spirit. We're not walking after the works of the flesh, but after the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And he says, against such there is no law, my friends. Who would dare make a law that you couldn't be gentle, or that you couldn't be meek, or that you couldn't love your neighbor or love God? You see, and so the Bible talks about walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then finally today, I want to talk about leadership and walking with God in walking in the narrow way. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, he says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. That seems to be the MO, or the modus operandi of humanity, is to walk on that broad way that leads to destruction. I'm not going to follow a multitude to do evil. But he says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I'm okay if I'm not in the crowd on this one. I'm okay if I'm in a minority on this one, because this minority includes walking with God, you see. And as long as I'm walking with God, I really doubt that I could ever be described as being in the minority, because I walk with the Almighty. I walk with the Creator. I walk with my Sustainer. I walk with my Eternal Judge. I walk with He who has saved me from my sins. You know, in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 9, the Bible includes for us that God is willing to bless those who walk with Him. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible tells us that Noah walked with God, and that God blessed and saved him, gave him a new world, right? A new life to walk in. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Enoch walked with God, and God took him up to a new world. My friends, you and I, we are blessed to be leaders in the Lord's church. Whether we are a preacher, a Bible class teacher, an elder, a deacon. By the way, normally, you're going to be leading somebody. You have influence over somebody in your life. So lead that person to be able to walk with God. My friends, that's not all the Bible says about walking with God, but that's enough, hopefully, to whet your appetite with reference to, you remember the passage in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 3, where the Bible says, if you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, I've given you a bite, just a small bite of the graciousness of God to allow you to walk with Him. I hope that you're ready for the meal. May God bless you as you walk with God today.